only heard them together in 5 years, but that's changed with the release of a new CD. It's called Eurythmics Ultimate Collection. Annie and Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
Cold out here. How do you sound so good, my goodness, in this freezing temperature?
I have my secrets, I'll
you
tell
do. You. Listen, we've got to talk about this new CD, and specifically these new songs, because Dave, you were quoted as saying that you just invited Annie over to stay with you in Los Angeles, and quote, it was like the old days, songs coming at lightning speed and recorded and mixed in a week. It sounds like it was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun, yeah. It was a lot more fun than this new reality show you've got going, which is kill the musician.
By freezing the musician to death, right?
Now, where does this go? You got together, does it go beyond the CD?
Way beyond the sea.
Way beyond, way beyond the sea. Whoosh! We're going whoosh!
But you know, specifically this song called I've Got a Life. I'm swearing to you, I will download this on my iPod because it's so good. One critic calls it as strong as any of your vintage classics. I mean, when you think about the writing of this kind of thing, do you think about, you know, being as strong as your vintage classic, or is there something that really is combustible in the creative energy that you have together, Annie?
Oh, I think we have a really strong creative partnership that's gone back for years, and for some reason when we get in the studio together, it just seems to work. We didn't even know we were going to record that day, and for some great reason of fortune, some intuition occurred, and we wrote this song, and bang, and it was like, oh, here we go again.
Was it like you never left off when you started working together? Was it feeling the same, the energy the same?
It was even better, actually, because, you know, we just had that much more experience over the years.
It's lucky to be able to find that in a person, you know, and then to rediscover it again. It's difficult to even just to talk, much less to sing.
Yeah, I know.
I'm an idiot. Yeah,
she's just
okay, before thanks.
Wow. Annie, ask her where her coat is.
It isn't pretty.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Wow, this is just like being Hurricane Wilma.
Oh my goodness.
We're doing this. We're asking all of our musicians to sign a guitar for us for charity.
And by the way, it must be something for you going to an airport metal detector. I just want to point that out.
Because you've got some. Those aren't rings.
Are you guys going to take this on tour?
I mean, will you go in concert?
We don't know. We're going to go into deep discussions about our future in a minute.
Okay. Well, right now, the immediate future. I think you just want to warm up.
Right. I tell you, it's so great to hear from you. Speaking for the crowd, do we love hearing them back together? Anyway, we've got another song.
And your band and your backup singers, your musicians.
Fantastic. We've got another song coming from them in just a moment, but first, Lester, tell us what else is going on.
What else is coming up in the songs? We mentioned today is traditionally the biggest and busiest shopping day of the year. It looks like